I just don't understand how this happens. But then part of me would like to see what this feels like. All right. Two workers at an M&M factory had to be rescued from a vat of chocolate.
I saw that. Okay. Actually, I heard that they had to be cut out of the thing. So it sounds a little bit terrifying to me.
Well, isn't it hot? Like, I would think. So this happened at the M&M factory in Pennsylvania, where they do everything, all the chocolate, Hershey's, everything.
Okay.
So they got stuck. They couldn't get out. It was about waist high, the chocolate. And they could have drowned. And it took them a few hours to get them out. How could they not just lift them out? How did they get in there?
That stuff is thick, man. All right. It's serious. I don't know how they got in there. It's mysterious. Seems a little bit suspect. It's not like grapes where you're in there, you know, kind of stomping around on your own. At least I hope that's not how they're making M&Ms.
No.
Man, you ever get pulled into a swamp or something like that? Step in something that's really, you know, marshy? It's hard to get your feet out. You got to duct tape your shoes to your ankles if you want to go ahead and walk away with that stuff.
I don't know. I know there's part of this that is terrifying. And like, if you're in the situation, I'm sure it's horrible.
Yeah.
But there's also part of me that's like, I would just keep licking my arms. I would put my arms in and then I would carefully take them out. And then I would start like at the inner crease of my elbow and slowly lick up my arm. Like, just constantly until somebody got me out.
Imagine the sadness on people's face when, you know, they say right after they get them out of there, okay, great, they're alive. Now we got to wash this out. We got to get this out of here, right? Because all that's got to be trash at that point. If you're a firefighter, do you like take your helmet and like kind of scoop it a little bit?
I just bring a ladle.
Look, listen, they were standing right here. We put the tools to get them out right here. All this chocolate over here is good.
Have you ever been in a vat of anything?
I can't say that I have.
I have. I was in a vat of slime. I was part of the group that made the Guinness World Record for being in the biggest slime vat in the world.
Yeah.
I did it at the Javits Center in New York City a few years back.
Nah.
And me and my daughter did it. We were part of the hundreds of people that did it. We were up to, I would say, not up to our elbows, but we were up pretty far high.
Yeah.
If you've ever had to take slime out of your arm hair, there is nothing worse. It is like glue in your arm hair. It was awful.
All I can think about is you're coming out of that thing bare as a baby.
It was it was terrible. I would take the chocolate over the slime any day.
Why is it trending? Top stories that are trending today and why. Up first, Justin Bieber. So Bieber's been canceling a lot of his shows and getting a whole bunch of backlash because he hasn't really said why he's been canceling them. So he went on social this past weekend and he shared this piece of information.
I have Ramsay Hunt syndrome. It is from this virus and has caused my face to have paralysis. Obviously, my body's telling me I gotta slow down. I'm gonna get better. I'm doing all these facial exercises to get my face back to normal.
So it's called Ramsay Hunt syndrome. Your bodies are crazy, right? What your body does under stress.
Yeah, it's totally true. I mean, stress will kill you, right? Studies have shown over the years, stress will kill you, and situations like this are scary, but I'm sure if he just takes it easy for a little bit, figure out what's going on with that virus, then he'll get better. But cool that he came out with the video, right? I mean, plenty of people have been in a situation before. Things like this, a facial tick or whatever, can be embarrassing, so good that he's sharing.
If you see it, you look at his face. The minute you see the video, you're like, oh, yo, what's up with Bieber's face? Mm-hmm. And it's like half of it fell. Remember when our boss, Keith, half of his face fell during a meeting? Remember that? It was crazy. We were like, something's up with your face. And I just think it's absolutely insane that your body reacts this way to certain things. Like my mom, when she was under a lot of stress, remember when she had amnesia? I thought that only happened in movies.
Yeah.
No, all that's real.
Yeah, no, it was not a parody film.
No.
It was a real situation.
Yeah. Also trending, Spelling Bee. So Scripps National Spelling Bee was hosted by LeVar Burton, and it went to a spell-off. It was historic, Raven.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was big news. They had 90 seconds to spell as many words as possible and just showed you how crazy it is. Listen to this.
Your first word is spielbone.
S-P-E-A-L-B-O-N-E.
Phreatophyte.
P-H-R-E-A-T-O-P-H-Y-T-E.
Gaidiang.
G-A-Y-D-I-A-N-G.
Parison.
P-A-R-I-S-O-N.
Eczemer.
E-X-E-I-M-E-R.
Tokia, Tokia.
T-O-Q-U-I-L-L-A.
Like, where do they even get these words?
Oh my gosh, and the speed at which they're doing that. Oh my, I can't even believe that they're able to spell check them that quickly.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Oh, if you're one of these judges, right? And you're watching this and you're thinking to yourself, like, What if you miss a word? What if you miss a vowel? You just screwed up somebody's entire future, right?
Yeah, I feel like each one of those judges is like, all right, I got the next one, then you're going to get the next one. They talk about this beforehand, right? Because that is very difficult to do.
Harini, you correctly spelled a total of 21 confirmed correct words. That means that Harini, you are the 2022 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
That means Harini, 21 words in 90 seconds. That is insane, right?
That's incredible.
Raven, are you ready for your spelling bee?
Yeah, go.
All right, spell, misspell.
Misspell. M-I-S-P-E-L.
M-I-S-S-P-E-L. No. All right.
Tricked me.
Spell. Weird.
W-E-I-R-D.
Congratulations, that was correct. One more.
Thank you.
Spell handkerchief.
H-A-N-K-E-R.
Nope.
Oh, man.
No, handkerchief gets me, too. It's H-A-N-D. It's handkerchief.
Oh.
K-E-C-H-I-E-F.
Yeah, I'm better when I write them, I think.
Really? Because I saw you writing and it didn't seem to help you this time.
I tried
time.
The first word. I couldn't go that fast.
No, yeah. Think about the men in your life. Who has a dad bod? Do you think it's hot? Because according to fake research that I certainly don't believe, 70% of women think dad bods are the hottest male bodies. I read that, Raven, and I laughed out loud.
I think it's about comfort. It's about, feeling good in your own skin and not feeling outmatched by the person you're with, right? This just says to you, listen, we're both here for each other.
Mm-hmm, sure. Tell yourself whatever you got to tell yourself. Like, you can have a little extra love and be an incredible person and love somebody. Yeah, absolutely. But if I'm going to look at a hot, fit guy and then a guy with a dad bod, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I prefer that guy over there that hasn't exercised in 6 years.
You know what? You say that, but you're not spooning. All right. If you were spooning, you might feel differently.
All right. If you can convince me otherwise that the guy with a dad bod in your life is the hottest, we're going to hook you up with a $200 gift card to Home Depot. You just have to send us a picture and tell us why he's such a great dad. You can head to annaandraven.com. But producer John was on the road this past weekend and he found guys that he thought 100% had dad bods and asked them about them.
When you hear the word dad bod, what words spring to your mind?
Fatness.
Would you consider your bod a dad bod?
Nah.
Why not?
Because I work outside. But at the same token, all dads work outside. I guess I do have a dad bod.
I mean, it's like a moment of realization right there. Right.
He thought he was clear. Right. He thought he was out of this thing. And then he was like, wait a minute. That is exactly me. I'm the sucker at the table.
He works outside? What does that even mean?
I don't know. And not all dads do work outside. So there's that.
Do you think women are actually more attracted to dad bods? Or is that just nonsense made up to make men feel better?
No, that's like proven science. Oh. Like, I am dependable and I have the body to prove it.
Oh, yeah. Dependable. Because when I think like out of shape, I think that guy's dependable.
I'm dependable for a couple stents at some point in my life.
What words come to mind when you hear the phrase dad bod?
Family, togetherness, and a whole lot of beer.
I mean, what does that even mean? Family and togetherness? Stop lying to yourselves. That's
he's
not
leaning
real.
In. He's leaning in, yeah. Actually. I like that. He said it with confidence.
Would you consider your bod to be a dad bod?
Oh, absolutely. I've been training for that for my whole life, essentially. I just didn't know it.
What's your training regimen like?
Get up around 10 a.m., got to get into work and apologize, and then I'm there until 5:30, and then I hit the gym, a.k.a. the bar.
What? That doesn't even make any sense, right?
That's where he's getting his curls. I mean, 12 ounces at a time.
He apologizes to his boss for being late for work. That's how he gets ready for his dad bod.
Are women really more attracted to dad bods, or is that just made up?
Oh, absolutely. They absolutely love the dad bods. And because they, again, they know that it's somebody they can rely on, that it's been there. They've been through some things, and they know that they can take it.
I mean, who hears that and is like, yeah, you know what? That guy's right.
That guy's
right.
Three Coors Lights in right now.
100%. 100%.
It's 1:30 in the afternoon, and he's like, I'm going to get a hot dog in a minute.
Yep.
How would you describe a dad bod?
Someone who likes to drink beer and does push-ups occasionally.
What? Does push-ups occasionally?
He's like, I'm halfway there. One out of two ain't bad.
Yeah, but at least he has a moment of realization.
Are women really more attracted to dad bods, or is that just made up?
Made up.
See? At least he knows it's true. All right, but if you think that the guy in your life has the hottest dad bod, you can go to annaandraven.com, submit a picture of him, tell us why he's such a great dad, too. Father's Day coming up this weekend, and it could win you a $200 card to Home Depot. Your last breakup, right? You break up with the person. What did you keep? What did you keep from your ex? Kim Kardashian, obviously her and Kanye are done, but it's so funny. They got this website, KardashianCloset.com, where they sell all their designer stuff. And all of a sudden, she's selling her Yeezys. She, like, kept the Yeezys that he gave her over the years, and now she's trying to make a profit on them. I'm like, good for her, right? Mm.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when somebody leaves something behind, you look at it, it's just a blemish on you anyway. You want it out, right? So, I mean, something like this, at least it's worthwhile. She'll make some money. Kanye doesn't strike me as the guy who he strikes me as the guy that he could leave boxes and boxes of stuff at your house and never come back for him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I crashed there for a while. Oh, by accident, I left $73,000 worth of sneakers in your spare bedroom, and he doesn't come back for it. I mean, he's a busy guy. He's got other things that grab his fancy.
Think about the last time you broke up with somebody. Like, did you keep the stuff they gave you? Like the jewelry, the gifts, the things like that. Raven, did you?
Thinking about it, I'm not the guy who's really kept anything. I did one time when I broke up with a girl, promised her that she could take the dining room table, and then I changed my mind after that. But it wasn't her dining room table, so I don't feel like I really kept it. You know what I mean? It was my dining room table. I pawned her off with a dining room table, and then I was like, you know what? You don't need that dining room table. Your dad will buy you a new one.
That's messed up. How do you give somebody a dining room table and then take it back?
That's harsh, man.
Right?
Real harsh.
Producer John, did you ever break up with somebody and then keep something after?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm still going. Like, I got divorced last year, so there's all kinds of cross-pollination on, like, my house, my ex's house. I got the workout equipment, though, which I'm the most happy about.
Did she want it, though?
Huh? Well, you know, she would tell you that she wants it, but no, she doesn't want it. Come on. It's an old yoga mat. It's a bunch of the exercise bands and stuff like that. Here's the messed up part, though, is that the weights that I bought while we were all locked down in COVID that I ordered from Europe that are terrible are actually still at her house. So she has my workout equipment and I have hers for some reason, and neither of us are using them. So I really don't know why.
I just imagine John sitting on the Bowflex crying, right?
Crying.
Listening to everybody
trying
hurts.
To get his proper position with his bands, right?
You got to have an aligned spine.
I'll show her.
I'm keeping this yoga mat. I got it at Marshall's for $12.
Man.
Producer Sean, did you ever break up with somebody? What did you keep?
Oh, yeah. I was dating this girl who left like a bunch of old Marvel comics at my place. And listen, I tried to get them back to her. I tried hitting her up for a year. I said, hey, do you want these? Do you want these after a year? I just took them to a comic shop and sold them. And I kept the profit.
It sounds to me like Sean was the guy that was so annoying that she was like, nope, not turning back.
My bigger concern, the thing I thought was, wait a minute, what kind of weird dates did you have where she was like, I'll bring over my comic books? Because you weren't seven. How old?
Well, we were living in
a big money room, though.
You're living together.
Yeah. Sounds like a Sean date.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does 100%. Sound like a Sean date.
Did you ever keep something from an ex after you broke up? 1-800-330-9999. Kim Kardashian is finally selling off all the stuff that Kanye gave her on that website, KardashianCloset.com. But what did you keep? It's Anna and Raven.
Well, I was actually engaged to this guy, but we ended up breaking up before everything happened. He had given me his grandmother's bracelet, and I still have it. I still definitely have it. I mean, he cheated on me. It was horrible. So, of course, I don't wear it. It just kind of like sits in my jewelry box. I still have it. I'm having given it back, and I don't intend to. I think he probably forgot about it.
That's the thing about jewelry. Like, this is a little different because it's got sentimental meaning because it comes from his grandmother.
If it did.
Right. Well, you think he's lying because he's a cheater? He lied about the bracelet?
He's a cheater. He might have.
Why would he lie about where the bracelet came from?
It's a house of cards, Anna. It's a house of cards. Okay.
But that's the problem when you get jewelry, because you keep it, but then you never wear it because you feel funny wearing it, so it just sits in the box. Like, I have some pieces that I gave to my mom. Because I'm like, I can never wear this again. Here, you could have it. And, you know, like, what are you going to do with it?
I love the idea of one of your ex-high school boyfriends running into your mom at the grocery store and her wearing a bracelet that he bought for you. You'd be like, oh, that's odd.
I gave her a diamond solitaire necklace. I gave her that one. I was like, here, I'm like, you might as well just keep this now. It's Anna and Raven. What did you keep from your ex?
A pair of basketball shorts. literally, I've been in a relationship for 11 years now, and I still wear my ex's basketball shorts just because they're really comfortable mesh shorts, and I don't have any other pairs of them.
So I mean,
I'm gonna wear them.
Your current partner has to know that these shorts belong to an ex, right? Because when you put on something that's so out of character for you, the first thing somebody's going to say is, what's up with those? What's the story with those shorts, right? So they have to be aware of this, right?
Oh, for sure. Luckily, it does not bother them.
Right. But every once in a while, it'll come up, right? They'll say something about it, right? I mean, when those shorts come out,
Yeah.
It's like my Pace lacrosse shirt. So I have this from Pace University. I went there for undergrad. I have this green lacrosse t-shirt. Well, my husband never played lacrosse.
Right.
But I love to sleep in that t-shirt because it's big and it's cozy and it's worn in 20 years. Mm. And I tell them all the time, like, I don't know where it came from, but I love it. And I love to sleep in it. I don't remember
you
where
think
it came
from. You
think
that makes it better or worse?
I don't know.
That you don't remember where it came from?
I mean, it could have been from one of my sorority sisters. I have no idea.
Yeah, sure, it could have been.
Could have. Let's stop this conversation before I get myself in trouble.
San Ann Raven, what did you keep from your ex?
Hey, guys. So we used to live together, and she actually bought us an Xbox. Guess who kept that Xbox? There was no way she was leaving this apartment with that Xbox.
That would be the first thing that I would pack if I was her. First thing, because I knew it was the thing that you wanted the most. Goes right in the pack. If I can't take the dog, I'm taking the Xbox, and I'm probably trying to take both.
I mean, I can't expect that she thought she was going to get to keep the Xbox after that.
Oh, my gosh. If she bought it, oh, man, I got some vindictive exes. They would have been all over that Xbox.
You break up with somebody, right? You move on with your life. But what did they give you that you kept? 1-800-330-9999. Kim Kardashian kept all the stuff that Kanye gave her, obviously, and that's a lot of stuff. Diamonds and jewelry and clothes, and now she's starting to sell it off on KardashianCloset.com. And I'm like, I don't know. Did you ever keep something, Raven, and then just kept it? You didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, I didn't keep many things myself, but I remember that, you know, people have kept things in my past. So my ex-wife kept all my Christmas decor. So like all, you know, like your hand done ornaments from when you were a child, childhood photos, stuff like that. I did keep a roommate's coffee table one time because they didn't pay their bills before they moved out.
Yeah, but
so
you like weren't
the cable
dating
bill
them.
And stuff like that. No, I wasn't. But they seemed very attached to the coffee table. And I was like, no, I'm keeping this. And they were like, are you serious? It was some Art Deco table. And I kept it.
It's kind of petty. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ever keep something from an ex?
I kept all 4 engagement rings.
Wait a minute. You kept 4 engagement rings?
Wow.
From the same ex, yes.
Oh. Wait a minute. What ex gives you 4 different engagement rings? I mean, after the first one that you kept and it didn't go through, the second one, I guess you're being hopeful. The third one, you're an idiot. What's happening here?
I was with him for 17 years before we got married. The marriage lasted 7 years. But every time an engagement ring came off my finger, it did not go back on. He ended up buying me another one. And then we'd get in a big fight that would come off. And then we'd make back up and he would buy me another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Is this the greatest scam of all time? This is the greatest scam of all time. You've collected rings by convincing him every single time he does something wrong, he has to buy you a new diamond.
That's right.
So now what do you do with all these rings?
I actually gave them away to my sister. One was a heart shape and her engagement, her wedding anniversary is on Valentine's Day. So I gave her the heart shaped diamond ring. And the other ones are put away for safekeeping. I did have one set that I actually got married with. I gave it to my son to get married with. 10 years later, he got divorced and he gave me back the set.
That's so funny. I can only, like, it's like Christmas time. You're like, you can't figure out what to get for your cousin. You're like, I'll just give her one of these engagement rings. It'll be fine. Deanna and Raven, what did you keep from your ex?
I had kept his military award. Not that I wanted to. I had tried to give it back many times, but he refused to take it.
What was the military award?
It was a distinguished, I'm not in the military, so it's very hard for me to tell. Mm-hmm. But he had received some type of distinguished honor from the Army, and he refused to take it back.
I'm thinking that dude is in the CIA.
Like 100%. Like, how do you get a military award, and you're like, no, Even though just we're over, you keep that, right?
Right. You just leave it behind.
Doesn't make any sense at all. All right. What did your ex give you, like, gave you that you just kept after you broke up? You can let us know on our Facebook page. And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. If you are wondering why everything sounds a little bit chaotic today, there's actually a very good reason for it. Go ahead, Raven.
Well, I'm home because I thought it would be cool to get COVID before monkeypox became like the popular thing to do.
Right. Yeah. I always say, like, it's only a matter of time before your number is called. And both Raven and I have somehow managed to avoid the COVID trap, like, for the last 2.5 years. Mm. And then when that text came in this weekend, like, Raven, I have COVID. I'm like, come on. I thought we had it. Yeah. Thought we did it. I thought we were bigger than COVID.
Truth is I wouldn't have even known, to tell you the truth. My wife tested. And so, you know, at that point, I felt like I was obligated to find out whether or not I was. And even when she told me, I was like, you're lying. I was like, no, not really. Just based on our symptoms there. But yeah, I felt like I just had allergies, like bad allergies this week. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. She's been a bit sicker than I have, but yeah, it was surprising. That's for sure. I mean, I'm convinced it was the plane. So I was traveling last week. So it had to be the airplane is what I'm guessing. My wife is convinced, Anna, that it's the pouch in the back of the seat. Cause I like to put all my stuff in the pouch of the back of the seat in the airplane. And she says that that's where terrible things go to die.
I see. So she believes that because you put your phone or whatever in the back of the pouch, it contracted COVID from that.
Right.
And then when you put it to your face, here we are.
Yeah, exactly. I ate the meal on the plane and everything. I did it all. So she's like, oh my God, you invited this into our lives. But yeah, so decided we would get it before monkeypox became like the thing that everybody was talking about.
Oh, so, I understand.
Yeah. So here I am. I'm in my lovely basement. And, you know, through 7 different pieces of equipment that we tested yesterday to make sure that this thing works, you know, I've got to sit out for 5 days. But I feel fine today. I feel good.
Oh, so good. I'm glad because here it's chaos. It's 100%. So I'm in the So right now I'm staring at Raven through a Zoom screen so I can see him. And Raven is like lounging on the couch, like during songs, like he's taking a nap, he's getting a snack. It's like he's on vacation radio. Meanwhile, we're here all trying to go crazy, trying to figure out all these new boards, how to get everything to work, how to be able to take your calls, all that. Yeah. And
it's
he's
fun
on
to
vacation.
Watch you guys do my job. It's fun, actually, to watch you guys do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing more fun than having multiple jobs, that's for sure. So if you hear mistakes this week or you hear things that don't sound quite right, I'm just going to ask for a little bit of grace while we navigate this all together and figure it out. But I guess that is the time of COVID, right? Sure. Just when you think it's over, it's not over. Am I the only, I'm not the only one that's like, can this just be over at this point, right?
Well, I mean, again, I feel lucky to feel like I feel fine. Obviously, a lot of people have not felt very well. My wife's doing a little bit better today than she was yesterday. So hopefully that all just keeps going that way. But I'm going to set up the studio so that actually I can stay on the couch the entire time.
Oh,
is what I think I'm going to do for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today was a little bit roughing it.
Just do me a favor. Stop chewing your breakfast and your lunch into the microphone because it could not be more obnoxious.
It's true. No rules apply. I woke up. COVID rules apply. I had a Sprite and then some tortilla chips and a spinach and artichoke dip this morning.
I mean,
so that doesn't seem regular.
I can smell your breath through this Zoom screen right now. You hear all these horror stories of people that meet online, the dating websites and the terrible things that happen. Like he showed up. And he wouldn't pay for my meal, or he showed up and he didn't have teeth or whatever like that. But producer John has been so excited because you've been having good experiences dating online.
Yeah, this one had teeth. It was great.
It was amazing.
It was so awesome. Yeah, I met somebody who was on Bumble. We went out for the first time a couple weeks ago, had a good time, and then we just went out again on Saturday. Also had a great time.
Like, do you like her more than a friend?
Huh? I might like her more than a friend. I don't know.
It's so exciting.
I know.
Bumble is the one, right, where the girl gets to choose, right? Mm-hmm. He has to send a message, and then she decides whether or not she wants to accept that message or whatever.
No. Bumble's the one where she has to message me first instead of like all the other ones where anyone can message anyone. Yep.
So one of my good friends, Lisa, she's engaged right now, and that's where she met her fiance on Bumble.
Right.
You forget that because it's been like a few years now, and it's every once in a while she'd be like, yeah, that's where I met Brian. I'm like, oh my God, like I forgot. Like you always hear these terrible stories that it's so nice to hear like the great stories, success stories.
Like, I really hope she's not listening right now because you're talking about engagements already. And like, you know, I mean, right. let's take a couple steps back, and I'm trying not to freak this girl out.
So wait a minute. You went out with her 2 weeks ago. Why did it take you so long to go on a second date if it went so well?
Because we're both single parents. That's why. And we just have crazy schedules. And it was that hard to like actually get, because you got to coordinate the weekend because, you know, your ex has the kid this time. And if you've got the kid, it's just you by yourself. So it can be tough. But I mean, you know, honestly, when you're in our situation, it's nice to be able to talk to and find somebody else who can understand what that schedule is like.
You've only been single now, John, for what? Like, I mean, not even a year yet.
It's been almost exactly a year.
Okay.
Almost exactly.
Have you found that you've had success dating online and the apps and all that? Because remember you downloaded that app for single parents?
Yeah.
Did you have any luck with that?
None. With Stir. Mm-hmm. It was called Stir. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, no, not really. I've been out on a couple of dates with people that I met on those things. But, you know, most of the people that I've met over the last year have been in real life.
Well, one of the girls in the office is on all the dating apps. And remember, Raven, when she was showing me the pictures of John on his social, on his profiles?
Yes. She showed you
like
that?
Yeah.
Full rock star mode, right? She's like, should I say yes to this? Should I like this? And we were like, no. No. No, it just did, thank you for firebombing the workplace. No, don't do that. Right. But we did see your photo profile.
Yeah.
Great.
I like the fact that you used the one of you rocking on stage with a guitar. Like you're some kind of like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
I mean, it was a good pick.
Right.
It was a good picture.
So which app did you find to be the most successful for you?
I guess Bumble. Or really, it's a tie between Bumble and Tinder. Those are the two. I've gone out on two dates that I've of people that I've met online. One on Tinder, one on Bumble.
Do you think that Tinder is no longer just the hookup app, like now that it's more mainstream?
I've had a bunch of people who have met people they're now married to. Actually, my buddy just had twins the other day. Congratulations, Kyle. From someone he met on Tinder.
I mean, but he's like, I've had a friend, right? Not him. I mean, he's had none of these meaningful experiences Tinder. No. Right?
I mean,
he's
it's
heard
been
of a, people. He read about it one time.
It's
right?
been a year, Raven. You got to give it some time, bro.
54% of Americans say they've had success with online dating. I think that's awesome because you always hear these horror stories of terrible things that have gone wrong. And then producer John's been walking around here because he started dating this lady that he met on Bumble. And he's like pretty happy about it. He's all excited.
So 56% is going pretty good. And 46% are ending up in a trunk somewhere. And we never hear from them again.
Right.
They're just not filling out the survey. Is that it?
I think it's more like they show up and they don't match the profile pic or whatever the image is. I don't think that they're, you know, being harmed.
Well, that seems
God
better.
God forbid. Right. Yeah. So, you know, everyone always talks about the bad stories. We want to hear the good stories. Optimistic, right? What's the good time that you had when you met somebody online dating? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. You had success with online dating?
So much success. We are actually going to be celebrating our 16th wedding anniversary this July. And we met online on a site called Lavalife, which I believe spinned off to Match.com.
Oh, my gosh. You got the pre-Match.com website. I didn't even know there was a pre-Match.com website.
So awesome. We met at a little bar and a little Irish pub in St. Paul, and we've been together since.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations to you.
Yay. Thanks, Anna.
Tana and Raven, where did you have success dating online?
I have had success. I found my boyfriend through eHarmony.
Is eHarmony still around?
We're going on almost 5 years, so it was around 5 years ago.
eHarmony is the one where, like, you know, they're like, we want to get to know the deeper you, right? It's like, you know, another layer or whatever. It's a long survey.
Yes. Yeah, it was a very long survey, so I felt like it was very thorough, but the survey didn't really matter. Like, it didn't match us. I was just kind of trolling through, and right. I saw some similar interests that I had and didn't drink, didn't smoke, no kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just trolling through, because by the time you get to, like, the fourth page of a test, anybody, I don't care what test it is, even to find the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, you're just like, oh, just put C. Just put down C again.
Exactly. It's like Amazon.
Yet?
If you're not looking on the first page of Amazon, why are you scrolling? So
right, forget
it's
it.
It's got to be on the first. But he was great. He came right up top. So we are so happy together.
Dana and Raven, what success did you have online dating?
Good morning. So it's not me personally. It was my dad. So my dad was married 48 years when my mom passed away, and a couple of years later, unbeknownst to us, he went on Match at 76 years old, met a woman, and got married, and has been married for six, 7 years now.
Come Come on.
I mean, you know, he's got living left to do, right? You don't want to do it alone. You don't want to be lonely. Right?
How did he know to turn how to turn on the computer? That's what I want to know, right?
Absolutely. We had no idea. He was very specific with who we wanted to date and who we didn't want to date. And he met someone. They went on one date. And a year later, they got married.
Congratulations to him. Crazy, that's awesome. Right? Yeah, that's nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
They probably had like some special on it with Matlock or something. Like, at the end of this episode, stick around. And we're going to learn how to turn on your computer.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, then you decide who's right. Jim and Alyssa. Alyssa, what's going on?
We have a 14-year-old neighbor lives next door, and he approached us recently about wanting to mow our lawn for $15 a week. And I think that's great to have a youngster wanting to take initiative, wanting to be an entrepreneur, make money, stay out of trouble, you know, like a go-getter. You know what I mean? I think that that's great. And my sweetheart here does not agree with me.
Jim, why not?
It's a terrible idea. First of all, we only live on like 0.15 of an acre. So why are we going to pay him to do that? And I like doing it. It's my thing. It's my getaway. I like mowing the lawn, and I don't want some kid to come in and ruin it. Mm.
You know, for a lot of people, lawn work is like the therapy, right? You know, gardening, it's kind of the same thing. You go out there, you nurture the land, even if you have just a sliver of land. Economically, exactly. Too, you're like $15. I mean, that's just, you know, it's such a tiny little spot. $60 exactly. bucks a month. On the other hand, I also understand too, Alyssa, that I applaud the kids' initiative. And you want to watch and see your neighbor's kids usually do well. I mean, if you like your neighbors. I kind of get like, you're like, you know what? Let's just, you know, he'll probably do it for now. And once he buys that thing that he wants or reaches the amount of money that he was looking to save, he'll probably move on from it. I don't know. The fact that you already said yes, that's kind of a problem. That's what you want, right, Jim? You wanted to tell him that the deal is off?
Yeah, I'd love for him to. Yeah, exactly. Tell him the deal's off.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Alyssa. Jim, you're being mean. He's 14 years old. He wants to make some extra money. Big deal. Let him cut your lawn $15 a week. What's the big deal? But they may see Jim's side, too. If you enjoy it, Alyssa, you should have talked to Jim before you just told him go ahead. Then just tell him he changed your mind.
It's like setting money on fire if you want to do it yourself. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Jim and Alyssa have a problem. I think if I did this to my husband, he would have a heart attack. But their 14-year-old neighbor approached Alyssa and said that he's trying to make some extra summer money, like all cool, that he'll cut the grass for $15 a week. And Alyssa was like, yeah, 100%. That's a great idea. But Jim, on the other hand, he's not on board with that because he says, like, I love to cut my lawn and it's so incredibly small. And why would I pay the neighbor to do it when I enjoy doing it? Like, this is ridiculous. You know that I have a lot of anxiety about it. So checking our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, let's see. Rodney says, I'm on his side. He enjoys doing it, but ask the kid if he'd like another weekly project to earn money. Well, I mean, I get that. Let's see. Tanya says, let the kid do it. Find another project to work on. How could a kid possibly ruin it? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. The verdict is coming up next. Jim loves to cut his own grass. Does it all the time. Small yard, too. What do you say, Raven? Like 0.15? That's all it is?
Yeah, but it's his little pride area is what it is. He goes out there. It's like his therapy. He works himself through his different things that he's doing in the lawn, and he's very happy to do it. He's not happy with the deal that Alyssa's made.
Right. So their 14-year-old neighbor came over and asked Alyssa, his wife, said, can I mow the lawn every week? And she was like, yeah, we'll pay you $15. And she was like, the kid took initiative. It's great. Let him do it. And Jim can't believe that she gave him permission to cut his lawn when he enjoys it so much. Now, here's the thing. Can you go back on that kid? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. The wife shouldn't have said that. She needs to suck it up, Buttercup. Call the kid and say, I talked to my husband and he's not for it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than paying the kid, right? Trying to do the supposed right thing and then going out there on top of it and having to fix it yourself because you're just like, oh, this is terrible. And now you're out the money and the time. And you're upset what they did with your grass.
Dana and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, if you made a deal with the boy to cut the grass and you don't want him to do it and you want to do it, then pay the kid for a month and tell him, sorry, I'm going to do it myself. But we told you, yeah, just pay him up. It's like a contract you made with him. So give him the money and move on.
A month?
Well, it's a month. A month goes by fast.
It's a month. 14 years old, $45 for the kid. Most people don't want to work at all. The kid's got initiative.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alyssa, our audience agreed with you. You already told him yes. How are you going to go back on that? It's a small piece of land. Let him do it. Let him earn the extra cash this summer.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. And honestly, like, honey, you don't even really like doing it. Like, you're really presenting yourself as someone who, like, loves to garden. And every time you're out there, you're kind of complainy and kind of annoying. So I think that this is better for everybody.
I guess she doesn't understand that that's part of the joy of doing a task, Jim, is that you get to complain about it. That's what we do.
Yeah. Exactly. I like to complain about it. It's my me time.
You know? What? Yeah. It's cool, Alyssa, that you won and that you're letting the kid in. But I would set him up now so that it's not so big of a fall later on when you take the chore back, right? Because you're not going to want to pay him. At some point, you're going to be like, all right, the kid came over here for 10 minutes. We're still paying him. At some point, you're going to want to get out of this deal. So just leave it open that, you know what? Someday, Jim is probably going to want to do it again. But for now, we've got a deal.
Okay.
That's a good plan.
All right.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandRaven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven is powered by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Hey, Lauren, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to take off his headphones because he's home on Zoom because he has COVID?
Raven, please take off your headphones.
Sure, you got it. Good luck, Lauren.
Now I have to watch him take his headphones off. Now turn around, Raven. Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. All right, here's how it's going to work, Lauren. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, and then I'll wave frantically into the Zoom to make Raven put his headphones back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, but if you beat him, it's $1,000. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number one, critics are saying Jurassic World Dominion is the worst movie in the franchise. Who directed the original Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg.
Number two, after Beyonce removed her profile image from her social media, people speculated it was about her activewear line and some kind of announcement. What's the name of her activewear? That's time.
Ivy Park.
It's real close. Number three, Justin Bieber had to cancel tour dates because he's experiencing Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which is paralysis of the right side of his face. He'll fully recover from it, though. His middle name is also the name of his clothing line. What is that?
That I don't know.
Number four, the Tony Awards were this weekend. A Strange Loop won Best Musical. Best Performance by an Actress went to Joaquina Calacanjo for Paradise Square. And Best Actor went to Miles Frost for his depiction of Michael Jackson. What show was that from? What Broadway show?
MJ.
And number five, speaking of the Tonys, Jennifer Hudson became the newest member of the EGOT Club to win. If you're an EGOT, what 4 awards have you won?
An Emmy, an Oscar, a Tony, a Golden Globe.
All right. Let me wave frantically. Raven, headphones on. On. Okay.
Yo.
All right. I'm going to give Lauren 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Okay. Let's see how I do.
Number one, critics are saying Jurassic World Dominion is the worst in the franchise. Who directed the original Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg.
Number two, after Beyonce removed her profile image from her social media, people are speculating it's about her activewear line and some kind of announcement. What's the name of her activewear?
Ivy Park.
Number three, Justin Bieber had to cancel tour dates because he's experiencing Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which is paralysis of the right side of the face. He's going to fully recover from it. His middle name is also the name of his clothing line. What is it?
I'm just going to take a shot. I don't know. Alan?
No, it's Drew. Number four, dang. The Tony Awards were this weekend. A Strange Loop won Best Musical. Best Performance by an Actress went to Joaquina Calacanjo for Paradise Square. And Best Actor went to Miles Frost for his depiction of Michael Jackson in what Broadway show?
I don't know. The One?
MJ. You need this last one to tie Lauren, otherwise she's going to win $1,000. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Speaking of the Tonys, Jennifer Hudson became the newest member of the EGOT Club with her win. If you're an EGOT, what four awards have you won?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
That's right. All right, you guys, tied at three. Lauren, you said Golden Globes, not Grammys, and that's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Lauren, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Thank you. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,100 tomorrow.